Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Tell them why.
Feel the rhythm.
Tell them why.
Feel the ride. Let's go with Bart last time.
That is a reason why Bart's doing this. So hour number two, it's Bart Han, Alan Hall, Bart Scott.
I love when you change genres.
Let's get right to it.
Well, we got to say the background story of what Cool Runnings was. There were sprinters.
Yes.
From another sport.
Crossed over into.
That John Candy thought would be great
John
for
Candy
winter
was
sports.
The actor who played the man who thought we need to get track athletes into this. And then they got into the Olympics.
And then we had Herschel Walker who did it.
Yes.
But now we finally got a big body. Because Herschel Walker was a micro mini pimp. This dude's a full-fledged milk dud. You know what I'm saying? It's 270. You know what I'm saying?
Jared Allen. And again, the four-time All-Pro defensive end, who is now again, he's just moving into another sport, which is curling. If you don't know it, it is when the Olympics come around, the Winter Olympics come around. Curling is one of those when it's on, you got to watch it. It's compelling, but it's not really a football kind of sport. So Jared joins us now. We'll get into the football stuff, but I got it out of the gate, Jared, and thanks for joining us. How does a guy who has made a living chasing down quarterbacks
from California, well? Born and raised in California. How did you get into the sport?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I took a bet. So I was born. I gotta give credit. I was born in Texas, raised in California.
Yes,
right? So I get to kind of claim both of them. So that's always fun. Especially because they hate each other when it comes to football. No, I took a bet from a buddy to try to make the Olympics. Well, long story, I actually started with trying to make a PGA Tour event, which I parlayed into trying to make the Olympics after watching like Eddie the Eagle and Cool Runnings being inspiring that, right? I'm like, I'll just pick a sport we're not very good at. It's got to be just walk right in. Well, once I did that, I was trying to get the parts put together. You know, Schuster went on a run and won gold in the Olympics, two Olympic cycles ago. And so then I was like, well, crap, now I just look like a complete jerk, you know, pretending that I'm going to walk in and take over the gold medalist spot. But I was already too far down the rabbit hole, so I jumped in. And, yeah, now I'm in this curling train, and now we're heading up to Jersey for nationals and, trying to win a national title, on the ice.
Let me explain. The U.S. nationals are in our area. They're at American Dream, which everybody knows is right there.
I was there the
Meadowlands
day,
Complex.
I was there last week.
So the U.S. nationals are there for curling, and I guess for you, Jared, this is an opportunity to make the Olympic team, right? Out of the nationals, this is a big step towards that.
If we win, so I guess Olympic trials to qualify for Olympic trials, the rules kind of changed over here. They're only taking four teams now, so the winner of this year's nationals and next year's nationals, if they go to Worlds and place at least sixth or higher, they'll have an automatic bid in the trials. So, then there's a couple at-large spots, but winning nationals is definitely a big step in the right direction.
So the U.S. Nationals of Curling are at American Dream, as we mentioned, right there at the Meadowlands Complex. January 29th, so later this week, it begins through February 4th. And as I'm saying, it is a compelling sport. It really
is.
Listen,
I'm from Detroit, which is right next to Ontario, Canada. So I'm all about the curling life because we get a lot of Canadian type of programming. Tell me this, how does this compare as far as your nerves, right? Because if you don't brush right, man, you miss that pin, you got to get over it.
Can you imagine us?
You got to have that damn broom.
Some small dude just yelling at him.
Sweep, damn it.
Yep. That's what I'm like, why are you yelling at me? Of course I'm sweeping you harder. You yelling at me isn't going to make me sweep harder. They say you throw two, sweep six. So that's the most important thing. You got to get weight on that broom. So as far as nerves, though, I like it. It's like a short game of golf, right? It's pretty finesse oriented. From an athlete standpoint, you got to be able to control your heart rate if you have to, if I have to sweep. So I play lead. So, I don't ever have to sweep usually before I throw. So,
you're throwing. Are those still dockers?
I
remember back in the day, those were dockers. I would think that y'all got better materials now.
Stretchy.
Maybe some Pim up in
when you're 270.
We moved on to Lululemon,
Okay.
We moved on to Lululemon nowadays,
You need the lunge.
I'm just impressed that you can still get down in a split stance like that, man. That's impressive. 270, all you did in the league.
I was respectable. I'm not 270 anymore. I'm like 235,
I guess it's the same way when you used to do your patented signature sack dance when you had the lasso. I guess it's the same posture. So maybe in a certain way, you were planning to be a curler your entire life.
And I didn't even know it. I was already flexible, getting my hip flexion. Learning how to run on ice and sweep is tough. So I don't recommend going out and doing that and not expecting to fall, because that definitely will happen.
Oh, that a couple of times where he went down.
Well, you can always wear your football helmet.
Which would be actually, which would be hilarious.
Take the face mask off. It'd be great, great optic.
Four-time pro, all-pro Jared Allen joining us right now. So
should be in the Hall of Fame, by the way. Like,
finalist this past year, right?
Well, this is the thing, man. The bureaucracy in the Hall of Fame, who gets in first, who gets in last. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, man. You talk about somebody who led the league in sacks, almost broke the record, a guy who did it on the grandest stage. At some point, man, you got to take the bureaucracy out, man, and it's about who's presenting you and all that type of stuff, man, and just keep it real. They need some more players on these committees, man, because it's a shame that this man isn't already in the Hall of Fame, opening the doors for guys behind him like Terrell Suggs. If DeMarcus Ware is in, then he should be in, and it shouldn't be about where you play it all the time, man. It should be about what you did for the game and how you pushed it forward. He definitely pushed it forward. He was unblockable for years.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's definitely been a process. My fourth time as a finalist, every year I've been eligible, I've been on the finalist list. So it is one of those things. I'll tell you what, the conundrum is, I think Bill Belichick said it the best. No one really knows what the criteria is, right?
Right.
Different sports have a more laid out criteria, like baseball, right? You go through each process, you get 70% of the vote. You might have 10 people go in that year, you might have none. Yeah. So, I like to live by the old adage, fourth time's a charm sometimes.
Yeah. So, you did it in both leagues.
We'll see what happens. And I got some bigger things to focus on right now, like trying to win a gold medal, curling. Yeah.
See, I tell you what, you win the gold, then it's going to be an inswell to get you in the Hall of Fame. So go ahead and get that gold for it, and we'll go ahead and start that campaign for you.
No pressure.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully my curling career, it doesn't have an effect on my Hall of Fame.
He is a great athlete. Even at 40, he's still a great athlete.
Hey, 22 sacks.
Yeah,
2011 and 15 and a half sacks back in 2007.
We know that record Sue Gaze anyway. Brett Favre laid down.
Still.
Yeah. Did you ever ask Brett Favre when he was your teammate, like, why did he lay down? Because he stopped you from having the record?
Yeah, we never had the conversation, but it's like, you can't you take them as I feel for sure. You take them as you can get them, right? If quarterback wants to lay down and I'll touch him, I'll take it, right? Now the reality is, I actually had the 23rd sack play against Green Bay that year. You can even ask Aaron Rodgers. So he caught the ball, right? He took his third step forward and dropped the ball, fell into the back of I think it was Newhouse or whatever, right? Picks the ball back up, tries to roll back out, totally eligible to throw the ball again. I sack him. They give me the sack. Wednesday, they take the sack from me, and they give it a team sack. So my 23rd sack, they took from me. They gave it a team sack versus, because they changed that rule to the muff rule. So if they considered it a muff, it goes out as a team sack, not an individual stat. But my argument, I'm like, I'm on the team. I should at least get half of that. Yeah, he was still eligible to throw the ball. In my opinion, it's a full stack. So,
everybody gets point one.
I am the team. Yeah. What do you mean? There was nobody else there.
Aaron Rodgers says some crazy things these days, but I'll tell you what, he's right on that. I did get 23 sacks.
Hey, did you play with my former teammate, Chester Taylor, a.k.a. 50?
Yes, I did. In Minnesota, I believe.
Yeah, man.
Chester was there for
He was a character.
2 years with me?
Yeah, he was a character, man. Then he got talk about getting Wally Pitt, man, come in and then this guy named Adrian Peterson comes in. The last we heard of 50.
people realize, I think he was a 1,000-yard rusher before that.
Yeah, year before.
He had a great 1-2 punch there. Yeah, so not often that a 1,000-yard rusher all of a sudden goes to being backup and you deal with Adrian Peterson, which is a different monster altogether.
That's the NFL, not for long. Jared, since we have you talking some football right now, like this weekend, the big conversation out of the playoff games this weekend has to do with quarterbacks. Obviously, you played with one of the greats, actually played against also some of the greats. Yeah. When it comes to what you saw last night's game, it's Mahomes versus Josh Allen, and the way that game is another heartbreaker for the Bills in the playoffs, and another time they can't get over the hump of the Kansas City Chiefs, your former team. Do you look at it as, hey, a quarterback's got to win the big game? Or are you on the side of some people who are saying it's not all his fault? There's other guys on this team. The kicker missed the kick and the defense didn't do this. How do you view it when it comes to how we view quarterbacks in winning big games?
Hey, listen, you want all the money, you want all the accolades, you got to win the big games, right? It's the same way you could say, a pass rusher. If he's not making plays in the playoff, if you're not ending those drives, then you're not earning the money. So I got to give hats off to Chris Jones. because he comes through and he didn't get the sack, but he definitely on one of those last throws, you know, I think they had a possibility to get that touchdown.
Yep.
Towards the end where the ball comes up short to number 10 in the end zone.
Yep.
Well, you know, Chris hits him right as he's kind of, you know, he throws the tackle into him as he's throwing, throws him off. So, you know, I look at that game and, yeah, the kicker needs to make that kick because, I mean, let's be honest, all you do is kick. and it is what it is. I mean, listen, they kick every day. Make the kick. You know, conditions, whatnot. No, it's perfect.
They kick and play golf. I mean, come on.
Hey, right? I'm a Bills, I grew up a Bills fan. You can miss wide left. You can't miss wide left. Come on. Yeah, like, that's absolutely ridiculous.
The two worst words in Bills history.
Oh, he's short. but, yeah, I look at that as Josh Allen, though, and I think they pointed out properly on the broadcast, right? I mean, he missed a couple. He had digs on a shallow cross that it was wide open. And so there's a couple throws. You know, you gotta get that back. Does the defense need to make a stop there? You gotta come out there. You know they're gonna run the ball. Put 11 in the box if you have to. You know, you gotta get off the field on third down. But you know, at the end of the day, will that determine Josh Allen's complete legacy? I mean, it's definitely gonna be a part of it, especially because that's his you know, quarterback rival right now is Mahomes, and Mahomes has his number and he can't get over that hump there. And I thought this was the year they were gonna do it. They were playing some really good football coming in. They finally get the Chiefs up there in
right
up in Buffalo, and you know, hats off to the Chiefs because they're just showing their talent, you know, in different ways this year.
It's crazy because I feel like we always have to try and find a comparison. So quickly we want to try and put, you know, this rivalry between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes in the same conversation with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, but. You know, Peyton Manning wasn't out there getting beat by Joe Burrow, right? You know what I mean? Peyton Manning wasn't getting – he was always living up to the expectations. And I'm saying, you know, if Lamar Jackson wins this week, why can't he be Peyton Manning? Because he'll have two MVPs and he'll take his team, his Ravens, to the Super Bowl, right? So what are we talking about? And, you know, like, have you ever seen a time in NFL where it was this many good quarterbacks? I know most of them feel like they're in the AFC, but have you ever seen the NFL this rich with young talent? Because C.J. Stroud and now Jordan Love looks like he could be a dude.
No, yeah, that's what I was about to say. This is reminiscent of like the 90s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is a quarterback heavy league right now with like you said, all guys that can play. I mean, you named like four or five of them right there. So I think Lamar Jackson is definitely in that conversation. I think, you know, you look what he's doing. I think this year is where he's putting a staple on it. Someone asked me about playoffs. I'm like, I don't really think for him it was about playoffs. The dude is, you know, it's like when Michael Vick came in the league, right? Michael Vick was one of the most insane athletes we'd ever seen. Right. And so what happens is sometimes people are so insanely athletic that the little things that they do kind of, you know, get put by the wayside. And so I think what Lamar's showing people this year is that he can throw the ball from the pocket. Right. He can make those quarterback plays that people are traditionally used to seeing. And so now, you know, he goes on. Now he's in the AFC Championship game. I think that alone right there is going to cement him in his legacy. Like you said, probably going to win the second MVP in, what, 6 years.
Yeah.
And so I think, yeah, you got to start putting him. You know, I think the reason it hasn't been Mahomes versus him, you know, in that Peyton Manning Brady kind of conversation is because they haven't been facing each other until now in the AFC Championship games. I think the more they face each other, the more people talk about that, right? Obviously, Mahomes and Allen have been facing each other, but I mean, look at that quarterback class. I mean, any given week, you got MVPs playing against each other. So I mean, it's good for football. It's good for the league. I think it's going to be. You'll see. You know, as time goes, I mean, you're already, you know, when these guys decide to retire and 5 years past that, we were talking about the Hall earlier, I mean, you're going to have, talk about some choices. You know what I mean?
If they all retire at the same time.
You're going to have five quarterbacks going in at once.
And the crazy thing is, man, sitting here in jet country, we pass on both of them. Just can't get right, man. I don't know what the hell wrong with us over here, man. We passed on both of them and took Sam Darnold.
Well, I tell you what.
Sam Darnold's going to be in the Super Bowl. He's just going to be as a backup.
Right. But he got there somehow, some way. Jared, you know, I'm curious. As a guy who made a living chasing quarterbacks, which would you say would be more difficult? Is it Lamar Jackson or a Josh Allen who can do so much with their legs? Or Patrick Mahomes, who seems to outslow you?
Yeah.
He looks like a guy I can't tackle. I feel like I'm watching
Luka Doncic in a Joker.
He never
on
gets
a football
hit.
Field. Like, yo, this little fat dude is slow as hell. How is he beating y'all up the sideline?
So which guy would be harder for
you to
get?
You know he's a little chubby. You know his body fat. He's getting that bod pop early on, man, because he ain't getting it on late in the middle of the season.
Extra, You got the extra thick rib pads. No, you know what? It's funny you say that. It's you honestly have to attack them so different, and that's the crazy part. I look at the athleticism of these quarterbacks, and I'm like, man, I'm glad I still, at least when I came in the league, there was still some 7 cent drop. If I had to chase these dudes around, I probably would have been in a short career. they all know how to improv. I think, you know, they're all the same in the same way. Where, you know, in the pocket, mm-hmm. you know, they're very capable, right? Mm-hmm. Outside of the pocket, it could be a massive play, but I still am a firm believer. You got to attack them full force. Like this whole corral, squeeze the pocket, trying to contain them. You just die by a million paper cuts.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot my shot, right? I'm going to throw at them. And if a quarterback is running, you have better odds of him. You know, it's less likely. You know, at least he's distracted, right? Mm-hmm. At least he's got to focus on the rush. If you're hitting him, so I'll take my. You want to? I'd rather have a quarterback run for 100 than throw for 400. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scott, you know, well, we know in this day and age, Jared, for you, could cost you a little, could cost you a lot, but it definitely would have cost you.
That's fair.
Oh, they probably take half my sack.
Yeah, you can't do nothing. Half your sacks would have been personal foul.
Yeah, you breathe on them. Like, you can't hands the face. You can't even hands the face an old lineman anymore. What?
Right. How the hell could a DB get a personal foul roughing the passer when they're trying to hit Josh Allen? Those 240. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah,
those supposed to come with 50%. Well, ain't getting his ass down.
That is true.
I'm not gonna lie. I laughed at the deep. They called a holding penalty on a defensive tackle who dumped an offensive tackle on his back last night. I was like, "Hey, that's holding."
Yeah,
it's a different league, yeah. But yeah, man, it's crazy. But it is a definitely heavily quarterback talented league, and so mm-hmm. from that standpoint, you know, hey, they're making money, so they gotta love it.
So a guy like you who spent 7 years in the NFC North. Is there any part of you that can allow yourself to appreciate what the Detroit freaking Lions are doing? And
I
maybe part of you.
Like.
Nah, but come on, that was homecoming. Okay. You have some empathy. I'm from Detroit, damn it.
Like you know that was homecoming. It, huh?
Half your sacks probably came against Joey Harrington.
Oh, my come God. On. Joey Harrington.
Matt Stafford, yes.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford. Come on, they couldn't even defend themselves.
I'm a huge Green Bay Packers and Detroit fan too. They make me a lot of money, right?
Exactly.
I was saying that yesterday to somebody. I was like, man, it is cool because I played against Detroit when they were 0-16.
You probably
right?
played against Dan Campbell because he was a tight end.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I actually did play against Dan. And so, from a standpoint, like what Dan's done up there is great because, I mean, true Lions fans, they deserve it. They've been through – I don't think there's any fans in the world that have gone through worse you know, years than Lions fans. So it is cool to see what they're doing, you know, as a Viking and forever rival of the North, of the other teams in the North, you know. You got to kind of – you like to see them lose too, especially Green Bay. But it really – I think it's good for football. I think it's good for football. I think it's really cool. I think what the best part about what you see with the Lions right now – is they didn't try to fix it overnight. You know what I mean? Dan got the people he wanted in, and he put a message out there, and these players bought in, and he built a culture. You know, people use that all the time. Coaches come in, we're going to change the culture, we're going to build the culture, and a lot of times it's like, all right, it depends on if you're winning or losing. Well, they didn't win their first couple of years, and now you know the proof is in the pudding, and they're out there playing good ball, and it's fun to watch. It's good to see them. Like I said, it's good for football. And now I guess you got to cheer for him, right? You know, it's like, can't really cheer for the Niners. You know, I was a Raiders fan, Raiders and Bills fan growing up. So how do you cheer for the Niners? Yeah.
So who you got this week? You know what I mean? Like, we got a lot of bettors that listen to our show, and they can tell you dialed in and locked in and what's going on. Who you got this week? Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I hate to buy into the conspiracy theories, but you know, I honestly think Kansas City finds a way to get back there, and I think the Niners. I think he was on the listening. You guys said the Niners or Rex Ryerson said the Niners played the worst they possibly could have played and got through. I just think you know, NFC Championship games at home, it's hard to upset people at home. I think Kansas City can do it because they've been there. But I think it's probably going to be the Niners and KC.
Man, you was going to go into my circle of trust.
You talk about
City
it's two
there.
His two teams. You got the Ravens where he started his career,
just send
and the Detroit
just send,
where he's
just send
from.
Both of them home, man.
Yeah.
thought we could be friends.
And I'm probably wrong. I also picked the Bills to win the whole thing, so I'm probably.
There you go. Kiss of death. No, Bart's going to go to American Dream and just heckle you now when you're when you're curling.
Bill! Lasso D's!
We're going to get everybody riled up.
Lasso D's, cowboy!
I will say, the Ravens, I mean, if they get past the Chiefs, I think they win the Super Bowl, to be honest with you, because, I mean, that defense is playing lights out right now. And they are, I mean, they have the resurgence of JV and Clowney. He's finally becoming the player I think everybody thought he was going to be when he first came in the league. So I think they do have something special down there. It's just, you know, it's hard when the Chiefs have been there, what, 6 straight years to the AFC Championship game. It's hard to bet against them, but I think that's what's going to be fun. I think it is a kind of a toss up, but you know, I don't know if going from Detroit to San Francisco, that's always, San Francisco is a tough place to play.
Yeah. Especially when they just had to get the rust off. And once they did, you just saw what that team's about. Hey, well, one way or another, I mean, these are two great matchups, so we'll have some fun going to it. And we'll also have some fun watching you. Again, the U.S. Nationals at American Dream over by the Meadowlands Complex. It starts January 29th through February 4th. Now, the U.S. Nationals for curling. And this is a big deal. And Jared Allen, who made his career.
We're not talking about weightlifting. We're talking about the other curling.
No, the sport itself with the stone, it's fascinating sport.
We don't got the brightest people.
No, you can get tickets, AmericanDream.com, Curling National Championships. It's one of those Olympic sports that when it's on, you're like, oh, I got to watch this. But now you got to watch it because you got to see if Jared Allen can make this dream come true and get to the Olympics in 2026. Yeah.
Come out there, be loud. Like you said, you can never go wrong with yelling sweep. And the cool part about curling, win or lose, everybody's drinking beer, so you're having a good time.
Even better. Even better. There it is. All right, Jared, hey, it was great to catch up with you. All the best. Good luck. And we'll be rooting for you. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Jared Allen again, the 4-time All-Pro. Now trying to – I mean, how about the fact that the reference that he made to the Cool Runnings?
Yeah, man.
And how that was the inspiration. It was on a bet, simply on a bet.
Yeah, feel the rhythm.
And it's like, yeah, you think you can do this? All right, let me try.
Herschel Walker was on the United States bobsled team, dog.
But the fact that someone said, like, try it. All right, I'll try it. Remember you said, he's from Texas. He grew up in California. What does curling have to do with anything? Well, because he was up in Minnesota for so many years.
That was a bit.
Somebody saw it and said, can you do that?
You know, athletes on all, of course I can do that.
What do you mean I can do that?
And then you become like Mikey. He likes it. He really likes it.
He probably enjoys it. But if you can just go there and just have some beers and just yell sweep all the time, nothing better than that. All right, audio files.
What if you got a broom contract?
Audio files is coming up now. You got anything for me here or no?
No, it's at 40.
I thought you were holding up a script.
No, we're doing it at 40.
All right, so again, your calls at 800-919-3776. Really good stuff off this weekend from audio files. And also, yeah, we're going to do some hockey in audio files as well. Stay with us. Barton Hunt, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So after a loss like that, the Buffalo Bills will be asking themselves questions all off seasons. Questions like the one that Rick posed to Rex Ryan earlier this morning on DPH Ron Rothenberg.
Buffalo, what can they do to get over this hump? Or do they get over this hump?
They are so close, man. They had a ton of injuries. They had all this type of stuff, which they have. Everybody has. Now, this is the craziest thing. This might be the spot where Bill Belichick goes.
Ooh.
And I'm just saying, if ownership thinks that you've taken this team as far as you can, which I'm not agreeing, you know, or saying that they should do it, but this could do it.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up, 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by InfinityUSA.com. Discover more about the luxury and performance of an Infiniti QX60 crossover at InfinityUSA.com or visit your local Infiniti dealer today. All right, Bart, it's been a good show so far. A little half of the show gone by and a lot of conversation, a lot of fun. But right now it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call Is your mic on?
Yeah, I had it on. I don't know why I had it. Right, I had it on, but what the hell?
In the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
It was blue,
audio
bro.
It was blue. When it's blue,
and I pushed,
means it should be working.
And I pushed it on, man.
Damn.
Man, this place is going to hell.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. Falling apart. You know where it's always on? When you're home.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how we never have an issue like that?
Yeah.
Here, stuff's breaking up already. Mm. Falling apart. All right, well, for Audio Files. That's just inside joke. Brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall. 10 top brands, over 2,000 vehicles. One place, Sansone Auto Mall in Woodbridge. Let's see, Bart. Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. They have, in just a couple of years, gone from a laughingstock. You remember his press conference, the biting kneecaps thing? We all had fun with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody's laughing anymore because the Lions are for real. And he has, when he got there, put everything he had into. And I always say this is so important for a team when you are going through a rebuild that you can't skip steps, number one. Number two, you have to be genuine. You have to be able to connect to the market. The team has to be a reflection of the town you're in, the city you're in, and the fans will buy in. And those Lions certainly are very much Detroit.
It's not the first thing you think of if you go to L.A. You got the sun, you got the beach, you got plenty of other things going on in here, man. It's harsh winters, right? Auto industry, blue collar, things aren't always easy. And I just think that's what we're about. You want something the city can be proud of. Though you can look at those guys and say, man, I can back that guy. I can back that team. I can resonate with those group of guys. They're kind of salty. They don't quit. They play hard. And so I feel like we've done that. And I think these guys, you know, they have a kinship with this city and this area. And they love it, man. Ultimately, that's what you want.
It is something, Bart. Like I said, you grew up there. You know what the Lions once meant. Mm-hmm. Especially with Barry Sanders when he arrived and how it woke the franchise back up again. And the last time they won a playoff game was then. The last time they won a division was then, early 90s. And then they went back into being dormant again for so many years. Well, this feels real, doesn't it? This feels legit. And they are one win away from going to the Super Bowl, which they've never done before.
I mean, it feels sustainable as well. Like, remember, this is a team before the Super Bowl era that won four championships.
That's right.
You know, before
they were once
that.
One of the leaders in the league in championships before the Super Bowl era.
So when you think about it, right, you talk about they've had the great players, right? They've had the Ndamukong Suh. They've had Calvin Johnson. They've had, you know, Matthew Stafford.
Right.
You know,
and Barry Sanders.
And Calvin Johnson as well, Megatron, right? They've had arguably some of the greatest players at certain positions. And, you know, falling short because of mismanagement, and you know, it's been a lot of heartache and pain. And you know, this looks sustainable, right? And we don't know because it looks like the Packers are entering the conversation. Who knows what happens with the Bears? This division's about to get a lot more competitive.
Oh, yeah.
But you feel like, okay, with the Lions, you know, Jared Goff, a guy who may not be right for everywhere else, but just right for the Detroit Lions.
He definitely found a home. And you could, I love the story that they were telling.
A California guy in a grimy city
that.
Place that's totally opposite from the place in which he grew up.
But the story they also said was not this game, but the previous game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The wild card
himself.
Round. That the crowd was chanting his name, and he said it brought him peace. That he was just sitting there and he could hear it, and it just, he said, it just made me so calm.
Yeah, because they had, because
you just realize it, you know, you're a number one pick, there's pressure, you're in LA, yeah. It's all that stuff. And you know, again, McVay was a little bit of a real, like,
yeah, he was a throwaway.
Intense guy.
He was a throwaway.
And Goff kind of like found a home and then found peace. And now, I mean, he's, again, he got a chance to get back to the Super Bowl. So there's that. But then there's another story on the AFC side of things, and that, of course, is your former team, the Baltimore Ravens. Now, of course, the Ravens have won the Super Bowl before.
Twice.
But Lamar Jackson hasn't had the same type of postseason success.
Yeah.
He has been an MVP. He has played at a high level. But when it comes to the playoffs, that's always been the question mark with him.
Yeah.
Now, after the win, he is also one game from the Super Bowl.
Nah, because we gotta finish, you know. Still playoffs, we're not in the dance yet, but I'm looking forward to next week, to be honest with you. I'm not even thinking about Super Bowl until we handle business.
You believe that? Like, he's got to feel
because
it's off my shoulders now. Because
No,
there.
No, one win.
One win doesn't do
one
it?
One win doesn't do it, right? It's just one win. Last time he was MVP, they lost that game. Now this time, you know, he may be the MVP again,
right.
And they won that game. That's still just one game. He still only won two Super Bowls. The problem is, you know, he's been hurt for the last 2 years. So, like, we've been judging Lamar and his playoff record based off of, you know, one season. Are we going to judge, you know, C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love based on the first time they ever got in the playoffs? Lamar Jackson, you know, his first year, he wasn't even a starter. It was Joe Flacco, and he came in and fit in.
Right.
So, like, this has been the first time since he's been him, recognizably him, that he's been in the playoffs. And, you know, to get greatness and get what he promised the Ravens, you know, the day they draft him and move back into the first round, he only has to go through arguably the best quarterback of his generation.
Right.
Of a generation.
Right.
So, you know, that's how you should want it, though. Like, if you're you're going to become a two-time MVP, you got the same – you got everything that Patrick Mahomes would have, but the two Super Bowls. So, to get close to two, you got to get one. And you got to go through them, and it should be that way. And every time the Ravens have played these super teams – they have beat the brakes off of them.
Okay.
Let's see if they went out to San Francisco, beat the brakes off them. Detroit Lions, that may be in the Super Bowl, beat the brakes off of them. Right? You talk about every team that was supposed to be that guy, they've handled business. So let's see if Lamar Jackson, that trend continues in M&T Bank Stadium. If not, somebody's legacy is going to be magnified. Somebody's legacy is going to be shrunken and take a hit.
Oh, it usually is in these type of matchups, especially when it's two epic, two elite quarterbacks. Well, speaking of which, Mahomes, once again, you know, did it to Josh Allen. You know, beat him, this time in Buffalo. And so the Chiefs, as you said, Mahomes has never, is that right?
He's 6 years.
Never not played in the conference championship. I mean, that's just insane.
Yeah, he's
but that's where he is. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, however, can't seem to get over the hump, and the hump has been the Kansas City Chiefs.
Here, there, doesn't matter. Losing sucks. I don't know what else to say.
Losing sucks, whether it's at Arrowhead or here.
Yeah.
It sucks. But the argument after this game was about how don't blame Josh Allen. Here's Darren Orlovsky from Get Up about who's to blame for the Bills failing once again.
This is the second time we've watched this guy go head-to-head against Patrick, and he's been inarguably, at worst, the second best player on the field, if not the best player in the field, and lost both times. Both times because he was let down. He was let down a couple years ago by the defense with 13 seconds, and he was let down yesterday by three massive drops in that football game. That the difference in this game, in many ways, comes down to one quarterback, Patrick, had his guys make plays, and one quarterback didn't.
Do you agree with this?
Hell no, nah, man. Listen, it's like he had, like, they dropped wide open, like, hit him in the hands, balls. Man, this dude, he threw him in the pocket and they hit their hands, but they were covered, draped with people. Like, and I would say he wasn't the first or the second. I would say Travis Kelce was the second because Travis Kelce was doing whatever the hell he wanted. Mm. Blowing coverages, mm-hmm. getting two touchdowns. So, yeah, so you're wrong with that twice, Dan. Quit making excuses for people. Listen, he understands what it is. He's a big boy. He's making $250 million. He's supposed to be able to get his team over the hump. He's lost in the last 2 years to two separate quarterbacks in his house. That tell me where that happens. Right. It's like Jordan being put out in his own house.
Right, in the Chicago Stadium. It's funny you say that because in the rebuttal on Get Up, Ryan Clark said exactly that.
The last 2 years, right, the Buffalo Bills have done what they've had to do to have the divisional game in their stadium.
Yep.
Joe Burrow came there, he walked into your trap, and he took over your trap. Patrick Mahomes came in there, he walked in your trap, and he took over your trap. At some point, Josh Allen is going to have to beat the other great quarterbacks in the AFC. Everybody else, the other quarterbacks, we're 5-0. 0-3 against Patrick, 0-1 against Joe, and the one against Joe is at our crib. At some point, y'all gotta say he's coming up short.
And that's exactly what we were talking about at the start of our show, is that he is a great quarterback who can do a lot of things, especially with his legs, and it's always on display. He is a threat. He has yet to win the big game.
It's the same conversation we have about Dak Prescott. Like when that other guy,
I wouldn't put Dak Prescott in the same category as Josh Allen.
I'm not. But what I'm saying is
the inability to win the big game.
Dak Prescott is awesome against everybody else.
Yeah.
And last week, who did they beat? I forgot. Who did the hell they play? No. Who did Josh Allen them beat last week, the first matchup? I forget. But you don't get paid to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. You don't get paid to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, and that game was closer than it needed to be, 17-24 for a while.
Yeah.
That's like Dak Prescott. Like, he'll beat those teams.
Mm-hmm.
But then when that guy on the other side is named Mahomes or Burrow.
Yeah.
Or if David had won this week and it was Lamar.
And the playoffs, you always say this.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
You make your fame in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so when you say, well, you know, he has beaten Mahomes three other times. When it matters
Nobody cares in the regular season. Right. Thanks a lot. We paid you $250 million to beat Mason Rudolph. Thanks a lot.
They're going to have to restructure that deal so they can work out some stuff. They're in cap hell coming into this offseason. All right, enough of the football stuff. Can we get into some hockey, please? Because
hockey?
Over the weekend, there was breaking news on Saturday.
Mm.
So, as you know.
You going to say Brandon Roy?
Not Brandon Roy.
I mean.
Not Brandon Roy. Please let me. Okay. You know how I had a little rant last week about the Islanders, and I just told people.
A message.
I told people, if you want to know what the Knicks are going to look like without Tom Thibodeau, look at the Islanders without Barry Trotz.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were a mess, and something had to be done. Well, something was finally done. The Islanders fired Lane Lambert, and they hired.
Brandon Roy.
No, not Brandon Roy. Patrick Roy. It's spelled Roy.
No, I got it. No,
but it's French. Patrick Roy. Patrick Roy is a legendary.
I have his puck.
You do?
He had a puck for me. He was with the Devils.
No, he was never with the Devils. Patrick Roy. No, he was with the Montreal Canadiens.
Are you thinking of Marty Brodeur?
Probably Marty Brodeur.
Yeah, Marty Brodeur.
Yeah, Brodeur.
I have a Patrick Roy puck.
Well, good thing you said Devils because Lou Lamoriello, who's with the Devils for many, many years, he always seems to find a Montreal Canadian to coach when he really needs somebody to coach. Well, he did that. With Patrick Roy, makes this hire. So the Islanders played the first game. They didn't have barely had a practice,
yeah.
Right, since he took over. They had to play one of the best teams in the league in the Dallas Stars. They get an overtime win.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Roy is saying all the right things about passion, and this team is really better than they've been showing. They've gotten to two conference championship rounds in the last couple of years. They just haven't been able to get over the top. Have we heard that story before? Here's our guy, Rick DiPietro, the former Islander and also goaltender, on his show this morning, DNR, about what Patrick Roy is here to do.
He had a lot of success in Colorado, was coach of the year. I think part of the disconnect in Colorado was not only was he named the head coach, but he also was named VP of hockey operations, so which would give him some say in kind of front office decisions. I mean, the way Joe Sakic describes it, kind of caught off guard. I mean, you're talking about a little less than a month before training camp, sends a letter that he's resigning. So didn't really end well. Hasn't coached in the NHL since. Has had success in Quebec, Memorial Cup win. You're looking at an Islanders team that kind of needs, as Santiago would put it, a kick in the ass. And if anyone watched any video of what was a pregame skate, was not really a pregame skate, it was like the first day of training camp, they will get the kick in the ass. that they need.
He ran them through drills. He was calling them out. He was slamming the stick on the ice, telling them, where I want you, where. But the most important thing that he was demanding was passion. And it's a sport you can't win if you don't have passion. And he's in players' ears. He's upbeat. He said he learned a lot from his time in Colorado, which did not end well, as Rick told you. But this could be a critical hire that does awaken a team that people used to hate playing against, this Islander team. Yeah. And maybe, you know, you can get back to doing that. All right,
Shout out to Patrick War, Roy.
Wah.
Roy.
You're right. Hopefully we'll get him on the show.
Roy.
Anyways, last but not least, the Celtics. The Celtics have been a dominant home team this year, although they finally lost their home game this year to the Denver Nuggets. But they were on the road in Houston for a win, and there were a lot of Celtics fans in the building. And so here's Kristaps Porzingis, the former Knick, who said this when asked about the crowd support on the road.
Honestly, it's incredible. It's incredible. Everywhere we're on the road, we get this support as if we were at home. And I cannot think of another fan base in the NBA that is like this. And absolutely a blessing to play in front of these fans.
Excuse me?
Damn, he just smacked y'all in the face.
Excuse me? Did he just say, I can't think of another fan base?
Yeah, Knicks fans, even when they go play Miami, they only had no Knicks fans.
They call Atlanta and Miami MSG South for a reason. I'm on the road with the team. I'm in L.A.
All cap.
Laker game, Clipper game, forget it. More than half the building's Knicks fans.
All
the
cap.
Laker game, it's half Knicks fans.
All cap.
Everywhere you go on the road, Washington Wizards, they sell out the building because the whole building are Knicks fans.
Double cap.
Chris, come on. You see
double,
this?
Double cap. Listen.
That is definitely cap.
Bro, you the rival, son. You the rival, son.
Definitely cap.
No, I'm saying you the rival now. He ain't going to say nice things about the Knicks.
Probably not.
It's about building up his fan base. No,
I thought that was interesting. 800-919-3776.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is something we can get into, though, about this, you know, the Saturday night's game, and that was the reunion with the kids came home for a visit, R.J. Barrett.
I'm coming.
And Emmanuel
home,
quickly. And we can certainly discuss that.
Responded to the Mello.
Yes, which was actually a good answer. Anyway, that's Audio Files brought to you by Sansone Automall. Make your best deal right now at Sansone Automall and tell them Bart Scott sent you. You can take an extra $1,000 off your best deal. Call 1-800-SANSONE. Today. And you know what, Bart? You want to remind everybody more about Sansone?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Listen, I told y'all 25 times, but I'll keep reading as long as they keep putting this paper in front of me, man. Listen, you have to check out Sansone Auto Mall for yourself. I've been telling you guys, it's the largest auto mall in all of New Jersey. You get to choose from almost 2,000 new and pre-owned vehicles across 10 top brands like Nissan, Toyota, Kia, Jeep, Mazda, Hyundai, and more. Sansone works with you to fit within your budget. Credit issues, not a problem. Sansone does it all to get you approved. Sansone works with over 20 banks so that you can have more financing options. All you got to do is tell them Bart Scott sent you, and guess what? They're going to take an extra $1,000 off of your next vehicle. Sansone Auto Mall, located in Route 1 in Woodbridge. Visit SansoneAuto.com or call 1-800-SANSONE today.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, so ESPN New York presents An Evening with Garrett Wilson, hosted by us, Bart and Han. It's an intimate event in the Big Apple with the Jets star wide receiver for your...
What?
Y'all caught that, right?
Yeah, it was audible.
That
also.
Was definitely
yeah.
audible.
Yeah.
Well, did y'all hear that?
Nothing like promoting an event with Garrett Wilson and hearing.
No.
That sounds exciting.
No. You're supposed to take 4 to 5 deep diaphragm breathes.
That was not a diaphragm.
That what?
Breath. That was a full on yawn.
No, that's a.
You sound bored.
No, that's a diaphragm.
If
breathe.
This event is boring, that's your fault.
No, it's a diaphragm. Breathe.
I'm just saying.
See, that's bringing it in. That's not out.
For your chance to score passes to this exclusive event, it's you know is exciting. When Bart's fired up for it. You also get food and beverage. Go to ESPNNewYork.com, find the contest page on the ESPN New York app. I mean, you have the ESPN New York app anyway. Just go there, contest page, submit your entry, and you have a chance to be a part of this. An evening with Garrett Wilson, brought to you by Corona and Sansone Auto Mall. Also brought to you by...
I'm your son.
Bring a pillow.
I'm your son.
Wow.
Anakin, I'm your son.
Anakin.
Anakin.
Han! I'm your father.
You've been to American Dream, have you not?
I was there the other day.
You love that place,
don't you? Yeah, me and Bryce was at the aquarium looking at the...
So they're going to have curling. Like, that's like, where would they have that? They have like a big event center where they could do this?
No, they have a big icy rink.
They have a rink?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a rink.
Yeah, hockey kids go there and practice all the time.
What?
But you can go ice skate, and I jump on the sills and push people around.
Really?
Yeah, I'll speed skate with it. You know, put a girl and a daughter on the sill in the front, and you just go and...
On a what?
They have a sill for people who, like, can't skate. So you hold on to the seals, and the seals, like, fin is in the back, and then you can push it. Like, it's like a walker or whatever. You know how, like, you go to, like, skating?
Yes.
Know, it's called roller skating.
Skate aid. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a seal.
It's a seal.
It's a seal.
It's a seal.
Not a penguin?
No, it's a seal.
Definitely a seal.
A penguin would be too short. That's for, like, short people.
Oh, so you
need the penguin. Maybe the vertically challenged people get a...
You can't skate. You're from Detroit.
I can skate, but I like to do that because I can put, like, see, Gigi's like 6 feet.
Right.
And then, like, we can just, I can put her on there and then I can just go real super fast.
So
and
she gets a seal. And then, yeah. And then you're just skating around her.
It's like, no. I push her. I push her. Like, so we be racing. It's like playing bumper cars. It's super fun. And she puts her feet down and we go real fast, go to the other end and bust a Yui.
You guys must be so much fun to have around. That's pretty cool, though. All right, so the curling will be on the rink there.
Bart Roy.
Oh, yeah, right. Bartholomew Wah.
But I'm really more of an Osgood or Hasek, by the way.
Oh, yeah, be careful.
I'm a Hasek.
You know, he and Osgood, didn't they fight? Didn't Patrick Wah and Osgood get into a fight in one of those playoffs? Because the Avalanche and the Red Wings hated each other.
Yeah, of course. We know what that rivalry is all about.
I believe there was a fight.
Yeah, because after
I think Osgood got bloodied, but I think there was a fight.
It's after we got the payback. You know what I'm saying for the legal hit on
Claude Lemieux.
Yeah, Charlie. No, it wasn't Charlie.
Not with
McCarty.
McCarty. Yeah, he caught McCarty.
Oh, Darren McCarty.
Yeah, when he messed him up.
Those were some series.
Yeah,
man.
We got to get back. You know what I'm saying? Just think, some of the greatest series that you love the most was with Detroit teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you guys act up all the time.
Yeah, exactly. No, it don't matter what it is. And that's what I like about this Lion team. They got a little of that thug in them.
Play with an edge.
Got that dog in.
Yeah, Detroit
you
versus everybody.
But you're going to find out.
Yeah, they
you
do.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a clip that I saw online.
All our teams represent our city. You'll get your ass kicked.
Dan Campbell met his team on the field. It was during training camp his first year. And he brought up the fact that some of you were wondering, why are we going live?
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that clip?
He's like, trust me. You know what I'm saying?
That's he said, he goes, you got to trust me. Mm-hmm. He's like, we can't just, by week 8, now you're finally getting a rhythm. He's like, what do you do as a defensive player?
Learn how to tackle.
Hit and pursuit. Well, how do we practice hit and pursuit without hitting and pursuing? So he said, just trust me. Like he's like, I know what's going to work. I know it's going to work. You think about where he started, where everybody looked at him like he was a little crazy with the whole biting kneecaps. And here he is now. And you, I mean, the way Jared Goff talks about him, he says he's the best leader I've ever played for. Like that says a lot. So it's a great story in Detroit. And it is something where a lot of times fans want to see the instant, immediate.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that.
When is that broken?
It takes time.
And what they need is a couple more goons. Did you see how the fans reacted? I forgot. You know the dance that Jalen does all the time?
Okay.
Like that right there?
Yeah.
one of the Tampa Bay players did it.
Oh, right? No.
And the dudes from Detroit was like, "Yo, you lucky we won. You'd had to see us. Yo, come on, say the disrespect." They would have been out on that bus too. And nothing NFL security or the Detroit police would have been able to do.
Yeah.
When they want to get at you in the D, they will get at you. So hey, be careful with that. We don't take you can beat us.
It's funny, that happened Saturday night.
But don't mock us.
Something happened Saturday night similar to that. Wally Szczerbiak, he was not having it. So we'll get into it. It's Knicks and their reunion on Saturday night and how we feel about that. And also, again, what we saw in the divisional round and in the matchups that are now coming in championship weekend. We got plenty to get to in the Power Hour, 800-919-3776. And Bart, you got a little BetMGM for me?
Yeah, no doubt. I get to that right quick. Hold up, son. Let's see. There's never been a better time for football fans to bet on a big game with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app to get all the action and the biggest Sunday of the football season. Can't be in Vegas for the big game? Then guess what? The BetMGM app brings you to the gridiron action right when you need it. With a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and player props, the BetMGM app is your betting home for the big game. From spectacular catches to game-winning drives, BetMGM makes every play matter more than ever. Download the app today and discover why BetMGM is your first choice for the final kickoff. The big game is here, and the end zone excitement doesn't get any bigger than this. Get off the bench and get into the huddle with the King of Sportsbooks. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Warden Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Kansas City Chiefs back in the AFC Championship game, this time facing off against the Ravens. Earlier this morning on DPHR and Rothenberg, the guys asked Rex Rhines his thoughts on the game.
Their defense will play well. It's just the other side of the ball. I think it's such a mismatch for in Baltimore's favor, the other side of the ball. Their defense is, these are the best two defenses in the AFC. No surprise that they're in the championship game. But one defense is far superior to the other one, and that's Baltimore's. And you're playing in Baltimore. Whew, there's no way it's going to be a rout. You got Patrick Mahomes over there. It's not going to be a rout. But at the same time, I still don't think it's going to be as competitive as the NFC game.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up 3:00, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.